Hey, and welcome to the Weed Out, where we weed out the bullshit and talk about the nonsense happening in our backyard. I'm Spencer Fox Peterson with my co-host.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna May Booty.
And this week, we got a special episode for you. No guest. We didn't even have anything planned today, but some news dropped regarding our least favorite person in Holyoke, Captain Reyes. Shoestring and New England Public Media, in collaboration and written by Dusty Christensen, stellar reporter out of both of those entities, have been following this story along with other people, but they've been pretty consistent on asking questions and putting the pressure on. So kudos to them. Thank you very much to our neighbors doing that good journalism. So shout out to Shoestring and New England Public Media for staying on this, and appreciate the candor and the fairness of this conversation. Basically, just to sum it all up, Captain Reyes of Holyoke Police Department, been with the department a long time, one of four captains. He had been promoted to captain at some point in the last 5 years, from lieutenant to captain. He has been in charge of complaints and internal affairs. There's also been subsequent stories about how when the police were audited by a third party consulting firm that, they had 100 complaints in a 5 or 6 year period, didn't just basically shuffled them off and never did anything with them. Turns out one of the guys that at some point was in charge of some of these, I won't say all of them, but he was accused of sexual assaults, sexual battery, all sorts of bad stuff. There's a court case on a subordinate. They're in civil court right now. She's charging him with some very serious crimes that went on unchecked for a long time. And in work, at work, other people knew. And this poor person, yes, they're a cop. I don't really give a fuck about you, but like, nobody deserves to be sexually assaulted ever, even monsters. It's not right. It's monstrous. It's very inhumane. So it doesn't matter the context. That's where we stand on that. And
absolutely. I just have to chime in too, for anyone who's listening and thinks that the police protect you. It's especially horrifying to think that if you really believe those things, which we all know that's not true, no one should be subjected to anyone touching their body, making them feel unsafe in a space near them in any sexual way whatsoever, any time ever. And I know you just said that, but I just have to put my 2 cents in there. It is vile and horrifying.
Into this officer who was a subordinate of Captain Reyes, they had nowhere to go. If this person is
exactly, how scary is that?
That's a person in power, and other people knew, and they probably like, oh, that's Reyes just doing what Reyes does. And I'm sure the other people did things too that weren't nearly as bad as what this man is accused of doing. And it doesn't really matter the details. I don't really care. That it was bad enough for the judge to put a restraining order on him, and he's been on paid administrative leave. And ultimately he just retired before. And this has been going on openly for the better part of a year. I'm sure it was known coming down the pipeline for a year or so prior to this, because this has been in court and the pieces have been moving for a while and they're slow rolling it. And this has the fingerprints of the union. And I'm just going to throw my own 2 cents here. A bunch of other resignations happened and early retirements happened. Captain Moriarty, another captain, somebody in charge of communications and answering questions. He's retired as well. And then this guy retires. Something stinks. This department is corrupt as fuck. Every police department everywhere is corrupt as fuck. But this guy gets to retire, full pension, full benefits, paid his time out. His PTO is paid out to him. I don't even have that in my job. So like, at the end of the year, use it, or you can bank some of it for next year. If you can't cash it out, you don't even get to say, I want 80% of it. Nope. Use it or fuck off. But then try getting time.
What about if you retire? I don't disagree that.
I'm sure I got to look at the fine print. I'm sure there's, but yeah, there's a full payout.
The police, that's why we always talk about this. The police have secured such fantastic benefits for themselves that It is mind-blowing that workers, especially laborers like yourself and so many others, don't have at least the same or better.
Yeah, and
it's appalling.
Just from a workers' rights point of view,
it's appalling.
Why didn't the mayor fire this guy?
Well, we can talk about that, Spence. I have some ideas.
I don't buy this, like, oh, he, you know, exercised his right. I don't buy any of this bullshit. Like, this is a system in place that is abused by bad officers, and they go get hired somewhere else, become consultants or some bullshit. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if he's a consultant firearms instructor in Chicopee next year. Like, it's horseshit. And these carousels, it's horseshit. It's no different than the Catholic Church moving their priests around systematically. And yeah, they don't ever write it down like, hey man, just wait it out for 6 months and then retire and then blah, 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 blah. No, no, this is all coordinated. These people know what they're doing. This is a rinse repeat situation. And regardless, this man is a sexual accused of a very heinous crime.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else in that department is complicit. So in my opinion, any evidence they've gathered on any other case and put anybody else behind bars needs to be questioned. And this is why everybody, only once in a while, Derek Chauvins of the world get punished, because if they start punishing them, the whole thing fucking unravels and you got a whole lot of appeals, and we don't have enough courts for that. This is a self-fucking saving measure that's built into the system that the unions built up, the courts, all this bullshit. And the mayors are complicit with. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. We need to get to the story. But like, it makes my blood boil. And there's a personal connection here, because me and Joanna have been pestering the mayor in every form we can to get an answer.
I wouldn't say it was pestering. I would say that we were asking questions as much as we felt like we wanted to in public forums, such as the app formerly known as Twitter. And the mayor, in my opinion, because of the requests that they may be colorful sometimes, decided that he would block us. And I feel, I don't feel that we were pestering him because it was a public forum. I know what you're saying, Spence, but I'm gonna retract that, because I think it is,
well, nothing's in a vacuum.
It's his duty to answer questions about things. And this is a very upsetting, this was a very upsetting thing to read about for months and months.
Right. And this doesn't happen in a vacuum. We have an existing relationship with this mayor prior to this incident.
Well, and everyone should be able to ask questions of the people serving in office. If I were in a position like I am in any work position, or even in our roles here, if you must reach out to us, I'll get back to you. It's really not that hard, unless you're, I don't know, it doesn't feel right.
And those playing at home that have criticized us, that we thought you were baiting us or something, just know, like, we take criticism, but we also can refuse criticism, but we will engage it. We do not run from anything. So that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to roll over, mayor, or anybody that wants to troll us. That's fine. Like, I will not roll over.
Well, and I think that
I can
we
admit
both
when
have
I'm wrong, but I won't roll over. Like,
I think we have different, approaches, you and I too. So I think, I totally agree with you wholeheartedly in what you're saying. I definitely don't run from anything either. So people, trolls or whoever, mayors, haters, and otherwise, we don't roll over. But I think, like, our approaches are a little different, but we're colorful too. Like, at this point, we really give no fucks. So it's about so much more than decorum. And I don't want to fight with people about what books they're reading. And Spence won't even tolerate you.
It's about your values at the end of the day. Like, I don't appreciate us not having...
Is that a good summary?
Yeah, and like, I don't appreciate people not having answers on a sexual assault or being employed by the city.
Exactly. Thank you.
He's
Thank
the one, you know, reading complaints and stuff. And it's like,
Thank you.
And he's one of four captains. That's a pretty high position. And I mean, usually those positions are the ones that are promoted to chief next and then beyond. Like, usually your career is not over once you become a captain. So this person was well regarded, but also doing this shit in the open, in the building. Like, the accusations are disgusting. So But to back just to close up the argument about Mayor Josh Garcia, you know, none of this is in a vacuum. We've already had our interactions where I'll speak for me. I operated in good faith and I was trying to be understanding and kind, but firm. And you know what? He treated me like a child. So you know what? You don't get to scream decorum when you were kind of a dick at our first meeting. Like, just because you didn't raise your voice doesn't mean you weren't a fucking dickhead and a condescending, weaponizing identity politics. Like, I have no fucking respect for that when you're advocating for oppression of your own fucking working class people in your own town. Like, so fuck off with that if you're listening, Josh. And if you ever want to talk, we're not blocked to you. So, you know, you can always unblock and send a message, bud. You want to come on? Let's go. But this story isn't really about you, but there is a personal tie here. And, you know, I find personally, I'm just going to tell everybody straight up, like, I do not respect anything this man has to say in response. It's all boilerplate bullshit, but I'll let you all be the judge of it. I'm being a little unfair by coloring it. I'm just going to be fair. Like, I'm just going to be honest about how I'm unfair towards him because I don't think he's earned it with me personally. So yes, I'm a biased contributor here. Like, I have to admit that, but come on. You could have fired the guy and fucking taken a stand. Just like you could have said no to ShotSpotter. Just take a stand once in a while against bullies. I don't know.
Well, and if we go back to the story, so for me, it is incredibly upsetting to read the facts. And I feel like a lot of our listeners who agree with us on, like, the things that are wrong with the institution of policing and so many more institutions, but specifically these types of things are allowed to happen. And so I just want to paint a picture. So Captain Reyes is currently 48 years old, retiring with his pension. That's so young. He's happy about retiring, and he quote says, "With everything that's happening with the sentiment against police officers, it was just the right time," he said. "I loved my career. I'm proud of my career." And when I was reading the Shoestring article, I found it was interesting that he has been in the police department for 24 years. So he, you know, that was his career for 24 years, like right out of high school, maybe. Who knows? But I also found it interesting that he was a member of Josh's Mayor Josh Garcia's transition team after Josh was elected in 2021. And just after that is when he was actually promoted to captain, Spencer. It was really recently. So Josh is mentioned in this article that I'll link to and would love everyone to read. He has the authority to fire a police officer. Like, he had the authority to do that this entire time. While this man sat home paid during the investigation period, Josh had the ability, Mayor Garcia had the ability to fire Captain Reyes, but chose not to. Instead, he thought it was a pivotal moment, his quotes, for the police department and the city, because he hired an outside investigation to be done, which costs more money for the city, mind you. And I do think, okay, great, he hired an independent investigator in some ways, like, thank God, because the police shouldn't investigate themselves. If I were mayor, I personally would just be like, I'm going to do it with, like, a couple of the auditors and the comptroller or whoever we have in charge of monies. But hey, it is a lot of work. I get wanting to use some of the money. I would also fire this person, though. Josh was asked by the Shoestring, like, okay, how is Captain Reyes able to retire before the city moved to fire him? And Josh didn't have a direct answer. So I think all those things, like, make me believe, like, he has a personal connection with Captain Reyes to some degree, if he trusted him enough to have him be part of his transition team. And that makes me really skeptical of Josh's judgment in people, if he wasn't able to see that this man was doing these things to people with it, like, to women specifically within the police department. And there was, like, touching and advances and things that should not have like no one should even be subjected to statements that are harassment, but there were actual physical advances and then like retaliation. Allegations. According to the outside firm, what was found was that there were the allegations happened, the retaliation was not deemed to have enough evidence.
Keep in mind that the auditors are ex-cops, and they all have a very strange bar when it comes to consent as a culture.
Well, yes, but they did find him. They did find him in the report. They found that Reyes kissed and touched the woman in his office, and during a CityPay training at the shooting range, he gave her a racy poem that compares the act of shooting to sexual intercourse. Which is so disgusting. I would want to puke. Like, I feel so badly, actually, for this woman police officer.
This is a very violent man.
Yeah, that's violent. So fucked up. That's scary. So the judge found that this person created a sexually hostile work environment and retaliated against her for rejecting his repeated and unwelcome sexual advances. Oh, no, that's the complaint that they alleged. So they found out that, so in the end, they did not find and uphold the retaliation part, but they did uphold everything else. But it's just still horrifying. So Dinsmore, which is the defendant's lawyer, pointed to the victim's lawyer, pointed to the investigator's conclusion that Captain Reyes violated sexual harassment moral conduct policies and noted that a judge also granted and extended a harassment prevention order against Reyes, which is why he wasn't working and couldn't be at work and then was being investigated. So I just feel like, again, back to Mayor Garcia, who we discussed, we may not talk about longer. I have to, because this 48-year-old man now is out on a pension. He loved his career. He's proud of his career, but he was on Josh's transition team and then was promoted. And then this happens. And I just wonder, because the Shoestring, New England Public Media are asking, like, they're going to have to try to find out how much this cost the city for the payout for race, for all the paid time off he accumulated during his tenure. Plus like how much he got back for like you said, his paid time off. And the mayor's office, police department, and city treasurer all told them to file public records requests for that information. So I would also ask any of our listeners do the same, because I think we should all know how much money they're spending on this. And this makes me question, again, I've said it, Mayor Garcia's judgment and how much he knows about what's going on within his actual police department. He's so proud of these things that are so appalling.
And his response to violence on the streets is to put more people like Captain Reyes on the streets. I don't have much to say. And, you know, let's do the both sides thing. Let's hear what Captain Reyes has to say. After about 10 weeks, we mutually agreed to maintain a cordial and professional relationship, referring to quote unquote a fully consensual workplace romance that lasted for several months in 2020. Reyes went on to say, 3 years later, after learning she was in jeopardy of losing her job, she decided to make these allegations against me. Women, feminine presenting folk at home, how many times have you heard this?
Oh my God. If you smile at the this is why I literally did not smile in most photos that I would share online for years, because of how upset men would get. How many like comments you would get that, like, why aren't you smiling? Like, there's always something, like it's hard. So that's like the standard.
This framing even implicitly, he's telling himself, because it's implicitly exposing the power dynamic they have.
That he was, yes, exactly.
Explicitly exposing the actual moral, ethical issue at hand. That's his excuse.
It's unbelievable.
And I'm just going to be honest for everybody at home. Like, hey, I'm a white guy. I grew up as a man. I was trained as a man, even by women, right? And this is misogyny, patriarchy 101. Like, this is day one shit. Like, I have had these kind of power thoughts in my life. I've had to unpack that shit. And it's not easy. And this man is using that as his goddamn excuse.
Well, I was going to say, like, also, I'm sorry. It's kind of beyond to me to give me a poem about sex when you're my supervisor. And it's also related to gun. That alone to me is not just like a learned male behavior either. That's wildly violent and scary.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to contain.
That's sick.
Trying to contain my rage. Like, it makes
I'm me, like, it's sick.
It makes me. And I'm not no angel, and I have lots of regrets in my life as a man. But like, this is beyond the pale. And I grew up in this society and was told that a lot of this stuff is okay. And this shit is, it's not okay. Even in my upbringing, this wouldn't have been okay.
No way. And the shoestring even points to, like, you know, Mayor Garcia loves to talk about, like, how these internal outside audits happen. He knows that, like, the Holyoke PD has different practices from other audits too. Apparently in March, they released an outside consulting firm's audit that the HPD had generously negotiated contracts with the police unions, and somebody gave the farm away, and now you're paying for it. One of the consultants told elected officials during a city council meeting, which I want to find that meeting. But that's, like, so sad for the community.
Yeah, and there's a shout out to the Post Commission, and it's kind of pointing out how fucking useless the Post Commission is.
Because, I know.
Like, if he's retired.
I know. But, doesn't even. Well, maybe they won't. I don't know how that works. Like, do you think if he tries to go work as, like, a school resource officer, which is why this terrifies me, because this man's 48. He has sexual. Like, so I wanted to, I guess I'm asking you this, Spence, too. Like, so maybe the audience is wondering the same thing. Does he face any, like, criminal charges because of this?
Who the fuck knows, man?
That's what I mean. Like, most people would get in trouble in some way.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not right to, like, I mean, I don't love cops, but this, no one should be put through what this woman went through. I'm sorry. I am. That's awful.
And there's a reason why was she in danger? I'm just like, you know, even his, like, he says, oh, she was in danger of losing her job. Well, what was threatening to lose her job?
I know. I bet. I mean, maybe she was calling out sick and stuff, but I would have been too.
Right.
Who would want to be around him? You know what I mean?
I don't know. And the other off, this is why they say all cops are bastard. The other officers all fucking knew about this. She complained.
Well, yeah.
I talked to her coworkers. Like, come on. We've all been in the working environment where inappropriate things have happened. Maybe not sexually, but just like a boss being inappropriately chewing you out, or you chewing somebody out, and you're getting called out. Like, there's no way. And these people are all fucking mandated reporters.
Well, that part too, which is like, but they also can, like, SA women in, like, 36 states.
If they're detained, if you're an officer.
I know, which is, I know. So it's like, we gross.
To crime, you know, you'd think they would give a shit about that.
That's crazy. Oh, the invest.
Sorry. But wouldn't it be, this sidebar, wouldn't this be really funny if we found out, if somebody did the research on, like, the assaults committed by officers, how often it's a fellow officer? Because how many times,
I mean,
like, off duty, on duty, doesn't matter. Like, how many times do you think there's been charged? Like, what do you think they're even the ones that are even on the books? Like, what's the percentage of that? Because, you know, there's way more that's even on the books.
Well, yeah. And, like, domestic violence calls must be high too.
Well, yeah, they say that their rate for domestic violence is much average, higher than the average profession.
Yeah, that makes sense.
About my profession and gender. It's like higher, like men abusing women or children. If they're also an officer, there's like a factor it goes up by if they're also an officer.
Well, this investigation of the Reyes included he had illegally looked into the criminal background of his estranged wife's ex-boyfriend too. So he was found guilty of like doing that too. I'm just like, dude.
Dude,
you're like just all over the place with like, ooh.
Dude, they're totally looking into you and me.
This is a report. This is a friggin' in the news. Dusty Christensen's reporting. I'm reading the news.
Yeah,
I'm
reading the news. Shout out, guys. Shout out.
Shout out to Dusty. Like, I'm reading the news. That's all I'm doing.
This is why you got to support local news, local media and local news. Like, everybody listening at home, you know, we do what we do here, but. You know,
and please look me up to whoever wants to. If I end up in jail somewhere, it's shady as shit. I don't do shit. I have two cats and I do a podcast with you and I'm pretty low key. So.
Yeah. And you
that's,
know,
that's my advice to the audience. If you ever need to bail fund for me.
I don't know. We've had people say
that's shady
that they should bring back witchcraft trials. There's been people.
Well, yeah, I would probably be in trouble then. But again, it's only because.
So would I. Aiding and abetting witches. I don't know.
Yeah. And that's fine.
So yeah, I mean,
but I'm, guys,
sorry, Joanna. Please go on.
I'm just asking that we don't spend the community's money on paying and uplifting someone who is creating a sexually hostile work environment and then potentially retaliating against you when you try to gently, as the person put it, you know, like say stop, like no thank you, like, you know, reject his advances. And I wouldn't have been able to gently do that, so that's even holy crap. But I just don't know who in their right mind, including the mayor of Holyoke's, would think this was a person that should be on your transition team, who should be promoted, who should be allowed to take time to decide if they want to retire or not once you saw the report. And I don't know. I almost wonder if, like, I wonder if there's a way for citizens to, like, petition to take away his pension, because it costs all of the citizens of Holyoke their tax dollars. And that's fucking shitty as fuck.
I make just about $38,000 a year. I took a pay inflation the last couple of years. Like,
and this guy's 48 and he's retired with a pension.
It's fucking so insulting and such a slap in the face. So Josh, or anybody in city government, Kevin Jordan, if you're listening, and any
everyone,
city, literally anywhere, like, guys, do the math. Like, think about how this is. And this guy was rolling around with a gun. You gonna take his gun license? You should.
Yeah, like at least something. I'm not asking for him to go to prison, but like he shouldn't have a gun. There shouldn't be a pension, maybe. Like, this is nuts.
There's domestic violence and sexual assault gun laws in Massachusetts. I'm pretty sure. I'm not a gun law expert, so excuse me. But like, I'm not even like, I don't really give a shit. But like, you should use every tool you use against the marginalized, against people like this. Like, fuck off with this. It's so fucked up. And this man gets to walk, and he's gonna become a consultant somewhere, or a gun instructor for the Chicopee police.
They do all different things. Like, one of my old town's business building. The director of like building inspection was a former cop. He was a total asshole too. Like, yeah. They just get jobs. They get jobs in towns. They get like double pensions and shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, and again, we could talk about corruption in government all day. Like, no matter what
system, the most corrupt at the police level. I'm sorry. Like, there's no way.
The guys with the guns. There should be no discussion on this. The guys with the guns need to be held to the highest fucking standard. Like, I do not trust a single one of these with a firearm. I don't trust them with the cars they have, knowing what they do. Listen, I'm on social media. I know what they do on social media because I have accounts that aren't necessarily explicitly anti-cop. So they follow my algorithm. They're online. That's all they do is they sit around their fucking phones. How many stories have we seen of them like thirst trapping younger women or young girls underage girls, you know, or even just impressionable younger women on their like Instagram thirst traps. Jordan, you've seen them.
Yeah. Ew.
I mean, every industry has that. There's bartenders.
Sometimes they're like, yeah, but I wouldn't be like, if, when you're bartending, you're too busy all the time, usually, to even be doing what the police. There's police are sitting in their cars, like.
There are bartender bros and cook bros, and I was a butcher, so I'll even throw us in there. Like, they're out there, you know, and they're.
Yeah, I mean, I was like a craft beer. I was like a craft beer.
No shame. You're allowed to thirst trap. But yeah, you know, I was a butcher, so I'll just hold my own accountable first. A cook, a bartender, a server. No, we don't have a license to kill.
None of our jobs give us guns either. And I do question that more and more. Like, I don't know why we arm the police. Like, not everyone has a gun. Not every situation has a gun. When I go back to this story, though, I really call on anyone to contact the Holyoke City Council and ask them when they can renegotiate with the police unions around issues, including time off. Kevin Jourdain is quoted in this article as being someone who wants to rethink that. So, hey, Kevin Jourdain, if you're going to do it and lead the charge, have at it, bud. But I want anyone who will go after the police unions and look into these issues on why they're able to basically hold towns hostage and take all of the funds that could go towards things like schools, community resources, feeding people, housing people, anything. The sky's the limit. But not paying people who are committing sexual harassment and, you know, hostile work environment. And retiring at 48 with full pensions, that's just, why would you want to pay for that? That's so horrifying.
And those that feel like reaching out to these representatives of this government, you don't have to be like us and focus on, like, why aren't we holding these cops accountable? You can say, how about we spend the money somewhere else where we know we'll work and it'll be a harm reduction? Whether that's funding school lunches, transportation, public transportation, infrastructure, you know, cell towers for Ward 1 so they can have better internet. Like, I don't know. Literally anything, Office of Tenant Protections that, you know, people can go to as a resource on making sure they're getting a fair deal from their fucking landlord. Like, there's so many things that you could improve the quality of life. And so you don't have to necessarily.
Yeah, even like health clinics. They could do like staff more nurses for public health, like anything.
And if anybody, you know, maybe you're not like me and you're not very confrontational to actual violence and you want to maybe just offer solutions, those are some solutions.
You could send emails, very professional ones. I usually do.
Please let the fire under your ass that motivates you be that this is a violent machine and this person was a violent person and they were doing what the machine requires. This is not an anomaly and we got to invest in other places, not guys with guns. That's all I beg everybody listening. People, parks, and no popo, and, you know, clean water and poop tubes. Poop tubes over popo, I guess, is still my best slogan. I can't really think of anything else. Anybody running? That's a funny way. Like, let's get people off guard, maybe make a joke. Poo poo, you know, like a child. People will be disarmed and they won't necessarily hear, I hate police. I'm just spitballing.
But this is just another example, though, of time and time again, where a police officer isn't. Like, you hear horrible things about what they've done and they're like, there's really nothing that's happened except for they found him that he did these things. But like, there's nothing that happened really. Like, he's retired with his pension and he was paid the whole time he had off. I'm sure it's unpleasant having to see these stories about yourself in the news, but that's like the worst part for him. And I just don't understand how we accept. Like, the police are supposed to be this really high important like job, but they're not held to any higher standards. They have no accountability, but we still arm them and expect them to take it. It's just, we really need to keep rethinking these things, asking questions. I mean, I have questions.
So
many. And so I think we need to really be doing that.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing here at the Weed Out. So thank you everybody for listening and like tuning in every week. And we're doing our best to put out weekly content. And now we're on YouTube. It's not very exciting. It's not a very good way to sell it, but you know, we're just trying to slowly add things to our repertoire that we can handle, as this is a very shoestring budget. And shout out to the Shoestring, not to steal their moniker, fellow publication in New England Public Media, and the author of this piece, Dusty Christensen, thank you so much. So if you don't support us, please support other local media. At least engage in their content, engage in our, share it. Especially people who are local, like, we need to know what's going on in our backyards. We got to weed out the bullshit. So as always, you can go to our website, www.theweedout.com, where we have all our links, all the things we referenced in this episode. And you can always go to our social media. And like I said, you can always engage with us. If we disagree with you, we're not afraid to say we disagree with you. But a lot of the times, I'd say 99% of our,
That makes us seem like we're going to disagree. Please contact us. We're not going to disagree with you.
Talking about some trolls. And
reach out to us.
99% of people are great and actually have taught us a lot and gotten us in touch with a lot of people that we've been able, there's all been a grassroots networking effort. So when we meet new people and they like, have you heard about this? Have you heard about that? And also a lot of people have taught us some great stuff. You know, we don't sit around and like brainstorm on our own. We read other people, we listen to other people. And then we try to regurgitate, but we try to like put it in our own spin and talk about it in the context of Western Mass, because it's the same bullshit everywhere. We all have our gardens, weeds grow in every garden, right, Joanna?
Oh my goodness, that's so true.
And we gotta have a way of a cathartic release. We gotta talk about it. It's gotta be in the zeitgeist. We gotta compete with all this other content out there in the world. A lot of it's fucking pointless consumerism, influencer capitalism. And I don't judge people that get entertainment and get entertain yourself away. But like, if you're ready for some real talk and you want to talk about the issues in your backyard, that's what we're here for, you know? So Berkshires, Massachusetts, Connecticut River Valley, Central Mass, you know, any stories anybody hears, feel free to talk to us about it at theweedout@gmail.com. And again, like, thank you everybody for listening. Please go read the article that this whole episode was about. Very illuminating, great, great journalism. Really appreciate the hard work that's being put in over there. And Joanna, any other thoughts before we sign off?
Oh, I'm just super thankful for people like Dusty and all independent investigative reporters, especially those based in Western Mass, and there are a number I could like list, but especially those that really do ask questions about the police, because it can be scary. So I just want to thank them. Thank our listeners, and please do reach out to us, and take care.
Thanks everybody. And as always, keep weeding out the bullshit.